Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So, speaking of the seven countries, it's interesting. There's some overlap. Well, let's hear General Wesley Clark from 2007. Remember, 10 years ago now. Seven countries in 5 years. This is General Wesley Clark on that. Go ahead, please.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq? Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They've just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran." Is about the Middle East is, had there been no oil there, it would be like Africa. Nobody is threatening to intervene in Africa. The problem is the opposite. We keep asking for people to intervene and stop it. And there's no question that the presence of petroleum throughout the region has sparked great power involvement. Whether that was the specific motivation for the coup or not, I can't tell you, but there was definitely, there's always been this attitude that somehow we could intervene and use force in the region.
So there you go. Interesting. That, of course, slightly related. The countries in common, again, the Trump ban, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia. And Wesley Clark mentions Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. The countries in common, of course, are Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Libya. Three out of four of those, what to me is most notable is three out of four of those have suffered from United States interventionist foreign policy. Iraq, Syria, and Libya, in particular, you can look at the pictures online and see how they have been razed, R-A-Z-E-D, to the ground by way of interventionist policy, foreign policy, and unbelievable. And as a result, have become a breeding ground for terrorism. And I don't want to, you know, play all of the clips, but, you know, you have folks like Hillary Clinton admitting we created the enemy that we're now fighting back in that same area when Wesley Clark said what he said 10 years ago. Hillary Clinton admitted on the record with Greta Van Susteren in Pakistan that we created the enemy that we're now fighting. We were, you know, the folks that we're fighting today, we were helping in the fight against the Soviets. We created both sides of that conflict, actually, if you listen to what Zbigniew Brzezinski has said about that. And coming forward, you know, when Brzezinski brags and says that he called Jimmy Carter as his national security advisor and said, "Hey, congratulations, we gave the Soviet Union her Vietnam War," as I say today, coming forward with all of the talk of Russian interference in things like the elections, could and press, could Russia be giving America her glasnost? Because you'll recall that glasnost was the death knell of the Soviet Union, convincing the wider Soviet population that the Soviet government was a failure and just had to be thrown out. Could that be happening in America? It seems, with the chaotic mess that we have, and the you know, we are abusing our freedom. Freedom of speech, all of our freedom, comes with a responsibility. Too much is given, much will be required. A responsibility and an obligation to ourselves and to one another to, again, uphold the pillars of virtue, morality, and religion that undergird our constitutional constructs. So getting back just for a moment, you know, one of the arguments that you hear, you know, people saying the Constitution allows this, doesn't allow that. The Constitution doesn't extend to non-Americans who are not part of that social contract. That's an erroneous statement. But as Americans, we have a responsibility to, if we essentially consent to abiding by that social contract, we have a responsibility, I would say implicit, to abide by those pillars of virtue, morality, and religion, because according to the Founding Fathers, those are the undergirding of our foundational constructs. Without them, as folks like John Adams and Patrick Henry and Madison, Jefferson, others observed, Washington, without virtue, morality, and religion, we are conquered, fallen indeed, as Patrick Henry put it. So we would do well to act accordingly. So, back to the list. And the countries in common and not in common. Again, countries in common: Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya. 3 out of 4 have clearly been adversely affected by United States interventionist foreign policy. The countries not in common that Wesley Clark mentioned 10 years ago, Sudan, Yemen, Somalia, the Trump ban. The 5 countries in common. Sudan obviously is in common. But the 2 countries not in common, Yemen and Lebanon, actually. So, just the 2 countries. Yemen and Lebanon, Lebanon and Somalia. No, that's not right. Apologize. Yemen and Lebanon. Countries not in common, so. So the Trump ban includes Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia. Again, you heard General Wesley Clark say in his own words, Iraq, then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off with Iran. So the countries in common, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, Sudan, Somalia, and those not in common, Yemen and Lebanon. So again, just looking at the interventionist foreign policy, United States interventionist foreign policy, a number of these countries on both lists, which is, you know, the similarity obviously is uncanny. It's actually six countries. I apologize for misspeaking, but it's six out of seven in common on both lists. So, you know, it's kind of a revisiting of the Wolfowitz Doctrine, as some, and the, you know, that an extension of the Yan'an plan, as some have observed. So that's, again, I mean, that gets back to the Philip Drew administrator conversation, the folks behind the scenes that seem to find their way into each new successive administration so that no significant policy changes take place. And that paraphrasing Carol Quigley's words on that subject from Tragedy and Hope is very unfortunate. You know, this interventionist foreign policy clearly is resulting in a destabilization of the world, which again gets back to that letter from Pike to Mazzini and those words, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. Colliding political Zionism against political Islam, drawing in the Christians and, you know, the atheists on either side. This is what we see happening. I want to play one other clip. Speaking of the nonsense that we hear in the echo chamber and the misrepresentation, it's interesting. Kellyanne Conway is mocked and marginalized constantly. She's actually, I would say, very articulate, and she makes great points. You wonder why we don't hear, the clips of her. It's interesting when you see the talking heads again editorializing to the point of removing context on a very, very regular basis. They don't play the full clip of any of the people they're editorializing. And the mainstream press has repeatedly been called to account for those kinds of editorial errors. Lately, Kellyanne Conway does a great job of straightening the record. But again, we don't hear about that, do we? Here on that issue is Kellyanne Conway herself. Go ahead, please.
Not boys. You're for taxpayer funding abortion.
I don't mean to interrupt, but
well,
I got to...
That's what's on the table here.
We're running out of time, and I want to ask you about one other issue, and that is the president's relationship with the press. Here is what he had to say about that this week.
The media, much of the media, not all of it, is very, very dishonest. Honestly, it's fake news. It's fake. They make things up.
And chief strategist Steve Bannon went much further. Quote, the media should be embarrassed and humiliated and keep its mouth shut and just listen for a while. But Bannon wasn't finished. The media has zero integrity, zero intelligence, and no hard work. You're the opposition party, not the Democratic Party. You're the opposition party. Kellyanne, do you understand how offensive that is?
I understand how offensive it was to never be taken seriously that Donald Trump could be elected president. On great days, we were ignored. On most days, we were mocked.
A lot of us reported on it fairly, and that's a different issue.
No. It is the issue because it extends into this presidency, Chris. You can't put a piece of tissue paper between the way Donald Trump was covered as the Republican candidate, the Republican nominee, the president-elect, and the president. It's all the same. It is an anti-Trump screed. It is completely disrespectful to the office of the president. Why? Look at what happened this week. Nobody's interested in learning the policies. It's just
I've been asking you about policies today. I asked you about the vetting. I asked you about Mexico.
Yes.
Not everybody is created equally. All of those are legitimate questions.
Yes.
Not every
network and every print outlet is created equally in this. But if you read people's Twitter feeds, that crap would never pass editorial muster in a newspaper or on your TV show and your network here, nor should it. And so the idea that tweets are my own, really at 10:45 a.m. while you're walking out of the place where you work.
All I would say is, much to the dismay of some of the people at Air Fox, I don't tweet.
Let me get, if I may,
to the real point. Politicians complain about bad press. I think you have some legitimate complaints about bad press. The First Amendment protects the press. We are in the Constitution, and it is offensive, quite frankly, to have folks, any politician, but folks who have been in the White House for a week lecture us about what we should and shouldn't do and that we should keep our mouths shut.
What my colleague Steve Bannon is saying is, why don't you talk less and go listen to America more?
Let me tell you something.
I know what he meant. I work with him every day. The media failed to learn America. Donald Trump proved something that the media failed, which is he understood America. The idea that we were never taken seriously in places like Pennsylvania.
To say we have zero intelligence, zero integrity, and that we should keep our mouths shut is offensive.
I think it's called listen more. And let me just say something that else happens. It's the way that everything is cherry picked. Biased media coverage is easy to detect. It frankly helped us because this was such an elite rejection election where the establishment, the elites were all rejected by the voters. It turns out there are a heck of a lot more of them than us, Chris, and that's how we won. Why is that relevant? It's relevant because who's cleaning house? Which one is going to be the first network to get rid of these people who said things that just weren't true? Talk about fake news. Talk about alternative facts. What happened last week? I went on three network Sunday shows. I spoke for 35 minutes on three network Sunday shows. You know what got picked? The fact that I said alternative facts, not the fact that I ripped a new one to some of those hosts for never covering the facts that matter to America's women, the 16.1 million women in poverty.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Let's finish that clip from Kellyanne Conway. She has a good point. Listen to what she says. To me, what's provocative about this clip, this is, of course, Kellyanne Conway on with Fox News Sunday's Chris Wallace yesterday. But she has a provocative point about the information that is cherry-picked. And if you listen closely, her the concerns that she mentioned last week that she reiterated yesterday on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, the concerns she mentions sound strikingly similar to those that have been voiced in the Women's March community. Go ahead, please.
Is why don't you talk less and go listen to America more? Because let me tell you something. I know what he meant. I work with him every day. The media failed to learn America. Donald Trump proved something that the media failed. which is he understood America. The idea that we were never taken seriously in places like Pennsylvania,
to say we have zero intelligence, zero integrity, and that we should keep our mouths shut is offensive.
I think it's called listen more. And let me just say something that else happens. It's the way that everything is cherry-picked. Biased media coverage is easy to detect. It frankly helped us because this was such an elite rejection election where the establishment, the elites, were all rejected by the voters. It turns out there are a heck of a lot more of them than us, Chris, and that's how we won. Why is that relevant? It's relevant because people, who's cleaning house? Which one is going to be the first network to get rid of these people who said things that just weren't true? Talk about fake news, talk about alternative facts. What happened last week? I went on 3 network Sunday shows. I spoke for 35 minutes on 3 network Sunday shows. You know what got picked? The fact that I said alternative facts, not the fact that I ripped a new one to some of those hosts for never covering the facts that matter to America's women, the 16.1 million women in poverty as we sit here, the 12.4 million women who have no health insurance. Everybody should feel outraged. The billions of dollars we have spent as a nation on public education only to have millions of kids trapped in schools that fail them and never really promote and protect their intelligence and prepare them for the world as they all deserve. They shouldn't be restricted by the zip code where they live. They should be lifted up. This has all been a colossal failure, and nobody wants to talk about that. They want to talk about it's always zing, it's always playing gotcha. There's no question that when you look at the contributions made by the media, money contributions, they went to Hillary Clinton. We have all the headlines. People should feel embarrassed. Not one network person has been let go. Not one silly political analyst and pundit who talks smack all day long about Donald Trump has been let go. They're on panels every Sunday. They're on cable news every day. Who's the first editorial writer? Where's the first blogger that will be let go that embarrassed his or her outlets? We know all their names. I'm too polite to call them out by name, but they know who they are, and they're all wondering why I'd be the first to go. It's the election was 3 months ago. None of them have been let go. If this were a real business, if the mainstream media were a thriving private sector business that actually turned a profit, which is not true of many of our newspapers, Chris, 20% of the people would be gone. They embarrassed. They failed to protect their shareholders and their board members and their colleagues. And yet we deal with them every single day. We turn the other cheek. If you're part of Team Trump, you walk around with these gaping, seeping wounds every single day. And that's fine. I believe in a full and fair press. I'm here every Sunday morning. I haven't slept in months. I believe in a full and fair press. But with a free press comes responsibility. And the responsibility is to get the story right. Biased coverage, easy to detect. Incomplete coverage, impossible to detect. That's my major grievance, is that the media are not... they're not giving us complete coverage. President Trump has signed all these executive orders this week. He's met with these heads of state. He's done so many things to stimulate the economy, to boost wages, to create jobs. Where's the coverage?
Kellyanne? We're going to have to leave
Thanks
it there.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
And let me say, you didn't rip me a new one.
Not at all.
Thank you.
I talk like a Jersey girl sometimes.
She has a good point. The cherry picking. Do you hear, the concerns that she raised, the women in poverty, the women without health care, the children underserved by public education. Mainstream media always playing gotcha. Interesting. Chris Wallace talking over her validates her point about listening more. Go listen to America. And speaking of the media playing gotcha, spinning her remarks as saying, calling for the firing of those who oppose Trump. That's not what she said. Irresponsible journalism is what she's talking about. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back. But at the bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast, this Monday, January 30th, 2017. And lots of noise. I think Kellyanne Conway did a good job of clearing up the record, clearing up the controversies. And again, the talking points she mentioned. A number of controversies that get overlooked, again, editorializing to the point of removing context is more than irresponsible. It seems to be the same as fake news. And she's right. There is a sense of gotcha being played, trying to find problems. Now, the Trump administration has downplayed the Muslim ban remarks. And there is an aspect to this that I would say we need to keep our eye on. But we need to I think we need to avoid the tendency at this point of trying to manufacture things instead of just holding the Trump administration to account on the things that have been said, the things that we can identify. And she's right, though. There is, it seems, a tendency on the part of the press to kind of zero in on controversial opportunities, not even necessarily sound bites, but okay, I wasn't going to do this, but we'll give you CNN's coverage. Not wanting to miss an opportunity, obviously, Donald Trump and CNN are not comfortable bedfellows at this point, but here is CNN's coverage of the what they call the Trump travel ban. Here's what you need to know, and here's a brief snippet on that. Go ahead, please.
I'm establishing new vetting to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
This protest, I have to point out, has really grown in size. Hundreds of people out here peacefully protesting.
No hate, no fear. Democrats are welcome here. No hate, no fear. Muslims are welcome here.
We will not turn away children.
We will not. Children.
We will not turn away families.
We will not turn away families.
No bans, no walls, no bans.
The power of the people is greater than the people in power.
Yeah. Ah! Donald Trump's head. Donald Trump's head. No hands, no fear. Refugees are welcome here. The Muslim ban has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
Not a Muslim ban, but we're totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely.
Very, very thankful to all the people who come to support me. America is the land of freedom. The land of freedom.
Well, it's interesting. That wasn't exactly what we wanted, but you get the idea. It's interesting, you know, the marchers and demonstrators that you hear from, do they really, again, do they understand the nuances? And it is a nuanced discussion, as some have observed. I think, in fact, Asra Nomani used those words. It's a nuanced discussion. But the nuances are omitted, which is interesting. Why, rhetorically speaking, why would that be the case? It's very... It should be very unsettling realization that these folks are, again, kind of abstracting the context. I mentioned from Shireen Kadosi's piece that proper context. We should be isolating these radical elements. It's a simple, it's a fairly simple discussion.
There was an issue with
we include just those areas of controversy, but we in so doing we would expect to include places like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia if we're going to do that. And again, at some point we're going to collide with the uncomfortable reality that we collide with the uncomfortable reality that we have been, well, the United States military-industrial complex anyway, intelligence community in particular, has been largely responsible for the creation of these elements. That's the conversation we should be having, not the editorializing out of the context in a nuanced discussion and the, you know, the rhetoric, the sound bites, the misleading information. It's interesting. Speaking of misleading sound bites, I thought it was interesting to see White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus on Meet the Press yesterday. Basically, you know, Chuck Todd grilling him, again, trying to manufacture something in the fashion that Kellyanne Conway seems to be speaking. Mainstream media always playing gotcha. Listen to this interaction between White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus yesterday on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd, and see if it doesn't sound like gotcha to you. Go ahead, please.
With on Friday, the White House put out a statement on Holocaust Remembrance Day, and there wasn't a mention of Jews in the statement, of any of the victims of the Holocaust, that the majority of them were Jewish. Many of us thought it was an error. You guys were there early, and then it turns out it was not. John Podhoretz, a conservative columnist from Commentary Magazine, wrote this: "The final solution was aimed solely at the Jews. The Holocaust was about the Jews. There is no proud way to offer a remembrance of the Holocaust that does not reflect that simple, awful world historical fact. To universalize it, to quote all those who suffered, is to scrub the Holocaust of its meaning." Mr. Priebus, do you understand why many Jews were offended by the White House's decision not to note that the Holocaust was about eradicating the Jews?
Well, I recognize, in fact, obviously, that that was what the Holocaust was about, and it's a horrible event, and obviously a miserable time in history that we remember here at the White House, and certainly we'll never forget the Jewish people that suffered in World War II, and obviously still incredible wounds that remain in a time in history that was of great, incredible, horrific magnitude, and everyone's heart here is impacted by the memory of that terrible time. And so, for the record, that's the case. And
do you regret?
Certainly we don't mean
does the president
any
regret
ill will to anybody?
Do you regret?
It's just
statement?
No. There's no.
There's no regret. Not acknowledging the pain that
we acknowledge it. We acknowledge the horrible time of the Holocaust and what it meant for history.
But why whitewash Jews from that statement?
I'm not whitewashing anything, Chuck. I just told you that it was horrible. And well, I'm telling you now that that's the way we feel about it, and it's a terrible time in history. And obviously, I think you know that President Trump has dear family members that are Jewish, and there was no harm or ill will or offense intended by any of that.
But you don't regret the statement. You don't regret the words that were chosen in the statement and the words.
I don't regret
that were
the
not
words,
included.
Chuck. I'm trying to clear it up for you. I mean, everyone's suffering in the Holocaust, including obviously all of the Jewish people affected, and the miserable genocide that occurred is something that we consider to be extraordinarily sad and something that can never be forgotten, and something that if we could wipe it off of the history books, we could, but we can't. And it's terrible. I mean, I don't know what more to tell you.
There was an issue with on Friday, the White House put out a statement on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And there wasn't a mention of Jews in the statement, of any of the victims of the Holocaust, that the majority of them were Jewish. Many of us thought it was an error. You guys were there early, and then it turns out it was not. John Podhoretz, a conservative columnist from Commentary Magazine, wrote this. The final solution was aimed solely at the Jews. The Holocaust was about the Jews. There is no proud way to offer a remembrance of the Holocaust that does not reflect that simple, awful world historical fact. To universalize it, to quote, all those who suffered, is to scrub the Holocaust of its meaning. Mr. Priebus, do you understand why many Jews were offended by the White House's decision not to note that the Holocaust was about eradicating the Jews?
Well, I recognize, in fact, obviously, that was what the Holocaust was about, and it's a horrible event, and obviously a miserable time in history that we remember here at the White House, and certainly we'll never forget the Jewish people that suffered in World War II, and obviously still incredible wounds that remain in a time in history that was of great, incredible, horrific magnitude, and everyone's heart here is impacted by the memory of that terrible time. And so, for the record, that's the case. And
do you regret?
Certainly we don't mean
does the president
any
regret
ill will to anybody.
Do you regret?
It's just
statement?
No. There's no.
There's no regret, not acknowledging the pain that
we acknowledge. We acknowledge the horrible time of the Holocaust and what it meant for history.
But why so, whitewash Jews from that?
I'm
statement?
Not whitewashing anything, Chuck. I
the
just told you
did.
That it was horrible, and well, I'm telling you now that
you can see obviously that. It seems fairly evident that Meet the Press's Chuck Todd is, many people trying to manufacture something that is simply not there. You could take this a couple of ways, but this doesn't even get into the there's a whole other side to this discussion about the Holocaust I'm not going to get into. I will leave it at it's interesting as you look back through history from about the time of the first Zionist Congress in, I believe, 1897. Forward from that time, we have this number, 6 million Jews, in the headlines all the way through the what history remembers as a Holocaust. So that's interesting. But there were a number of folks affected that weren't just Jewish. So too, I don't think it's as provocative as folks like Chuck Todd and Podhoretz and the others would try to make it sound. But again, clearly it's at the very least kind of a gotcha press, really not focusing on the facts. It's interesting, getting back to the travel ban. CNN's coverage of that, the story full text of Trump's executive order on seven-nation ban, refugee suspension, there's no link to the White House executive order, and it's editorialized up front before the text. President Donald Trump, it says, on Friday banned nationals of seven Muslim-majority countries. That's an interesting way to phrase that. There's no reference to the fact that it's the same list recommended by the Obama administration from entering the United States for at least the next 90 days by executive order. The order bars all people hailing from Iraq, Syria, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Those countries were named in a 2016 law concerning immigration visas as countries of concern. And that, again, you know, no mention of Obama specifically. It's the same list President Donald Trump mentioned, but not Obama. Interesting. Executive order also bans entry. But see, we how quickly we overlook that. You don't hear that in the gotcha talking points, do you? Not really. Stick around. I'll be right back. Final segment coming up after this short break.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Final segment of today's broadcast. Few parting thoughts. Again, going back to Kellyanne Conway's remarks on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace yesterday. She has a point. Ambassador John Bolton on Fox News this morning, echoing similar sentiments, basically kind of saying what I'm saying as far as the editorializing of stories, not reporting news. You know, Chris Wallace was incensed at the tone of the Trump administration, and specifically Steve Bannon's remarks, telling the press in effect to shut up, and Kellyanne perhaps clarifying, saying, I think it's called listen more. What he meant was, you know, the press should talk less, go listen more to the American people. And ironically, Chris Wallace seems to validate that point when he's talking over Kellyanne Conway. Seems to be a lot of that these days, and it just gets worse and worse. She talks about cherry picking. We still haven't heard about the talking points she mentioned, the women in poverty, women without health care, and children underserved by public education. Those are points, it would seem, at least two-thirds of which the women's marchers would have in common. So why is the mainstream media, the corporate media, working to foment a contrived conflict with its, what I would call, specious narrative, due to the fact that it's misleading by the nature of its editorializing to the point of removing context? Why is that necessary to create this kind of conflict, you wonder? So we've seen some of that spin. Again, you know, you heard her in her own words, but you'll see a number of outlets reporting that she is calling for the firing of those who oppose Trump. That's not what she's talking about. You heard her say in her own words, if I could paraphrase, it's the responsible, it's the irresponsible folks who are creating these controversies and not reporting accurately or properly. And as she pointed out, you know, the First Amendment, we should play the clip of JFK's speech. First Amendment carries with it a responsibility, journalists to do their job responsibly. And we've seen a lot of miscarriage of justice through the press in recent months. Have we forgotten about those at least 65 journalists who were identified in the leaked emails? Are they gone? Discredited, having embarrassed their organizations, as Kellyanne pointed out. It's clearly an unbalanced discussion, and the question, I think the bigger question, is what are the implications for America? We need to get our wits about us and remember virtue, morality, and religion are the underpinnings Constitutional Republic. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Keegan. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.